Welcome to Talks from the Bible. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 2 Timothy 3:1-5. The last days are the same as the latter times. 1 Timothy 4:1. The last days are the age of the church and the gospel. Both the church and the gospel will face a fierce test of loyalty because of the various evils that will abound. This will be an age of righteousness as well as unrighteousness, an age of hope as well as an age of despair, an age of right as well as an age of wrong. Men will choose to follow their own way without any real influence of godliness or right living. The age will claim a connection to God without any true devotion to God. These may claim to know God, but God does not know them. Jesus spoke to the religious people of his day, accusing them for a pretense make long prayer. They would compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. They were likened to whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. They were full of hypocrisy and iniquity. Matthew 23:14-28. The gospel of Christ is the power that must create real piety in the heart and make Christ our Lord and Master. The power of God fills us with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Philippians 1:11. The truly devout have not a show of godliness, but a devoted commitment to the power of God controlling our lives. We are to turn from those who live in the world rather than those who live in the church. We must turn from those who live by the law of sin and death rather than those who live by the law of God, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5:11. There is a danger to the Christian in his association with those who live in a worldly and sinful fashion. God has called us to a separation from the evil that is present in the world. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17. This age is dangerous to the child of God, but if we follow Christ, we shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.